Good afternoon. Today is June 25th, 2025, and this is Ari Tennant, aka Mr. T, with the CBN audio update. And today, of course, the big news is last night's mayoral primary in New York City. It was essentially between former Governor Andrew Cuomo and the out-and-out Jew-hating communist Zoran Mamdani. Get used to saying his name because he's probably going to be around for a while. He is the talk of the town and the talk of the entire nation, really, because we've never seen a politician, or rather pseudo-politician, who's never accomplished anything in his life be so out and open about his views that are so radical and so disturbing. Let me just share with you a little bit of how bad Zoran Mamdani is. This is a quote from Zoran Mamdani directly from his Twitter account or X account on October 8th, 2023. I'll read it to you. Here's what it says. Statement. Assemblymember Zoran K. Mamdani on ongoing violence in Israel and Palestine. I mourn the hundreds of people killed across Israel and Palestine in the last 36 hours. Netanyahu's declaration of war, the Israeli government's decision to cut electricity to Gaza, and Knesset members calling for another Nakba, which is the Palestinian term for disaster. Essentially, Israeli independence in 1948 is called the Nakba for Jew haters. Anyway, and Knesset members calling for another Nakba will undoubtedly lead to more violence and suffering in the days and weeks to come. The path toward a just and lasting peace can only begin by ending the occupation and dismantling apartheid. Do I need to explain more? This guy is the worst. We have never seen someone this bad get this far in politics. There's a pretty good chance that he will be the next mayor of New York City. Of course, it's not over. The general election is this November, and it's essentially between four candidates. Zoran Mamdani has the Democratic Party nomination. There are two independent campaigns, including Andrew Cuomo, who lost the Democratic primary here. The incumbent mayor, Eric Adams, who essentially left the Democratic Party but says he didn't, who is running an independent campaign. And the Republican nominee, Curtis Silva. Odds are, and Polymarket shows this, if you want to check out Polymarket, which are the betting odds for politics and all different types of issues, they're favoring Zoran Mamdani. Right now, the Polymarket odds have it. And again, this is still early, but right now, the prediction is that Zoran Mamdani has a 72% chance of winning the general election this November in New York, which means New York City would have an anti-Semitic, open communist, whatever you want to call him, as the mayor. Eric Adams, the incumbent mayor, has a 21% chance to win. They have Andrew Cuomo at 5% and Curtis Silva at 2%, the Republican. Last time Eric Adams defeated Curtis Silva by getting about two-thirds of the vote, it was essentially a 60-30 election. So the question is, where are those Republican votes going to go? Are they willing to go and vote for Eric Adams to stop Zoran Mamdani? Are they going to stick with Curtis Silva? Will you maybe see some sort of coalition gather around Curtis Silva? We don't really know, but somehow the vote has to consolidate because right now you have the far left all joining together with Mamdani. And the question is, what's going to happen to those moderate Democrats or the Democrats that are upset with how this primary has gone? Will they back Eric Adams? Will they just sit out? Will some of them stick with Zoran Mamdani? We don't really know. And that fracturing of the voting populace really helps Mamdani. When you have a fractured populace, the extreme candidate wins. That's how it works. You need to have a consensus candidate that is able to grab all these different coalitions together. So we'll see. It's still early. We have a long time until the election comes. And considering a lot of people don't really know who Zoran Mamdani is quite yet, there's a decent shot that all this bad news about him will come out. People will find out who he is, and they will run for the hills from him. Let me show you a little more about how bad this guy is. Here is a video clip of him talking about running government-operated grocery stores. Roll the tape.
Grocery prices are out of control. The cost of eggs and milk has skyrocketed. Some stores are even using dynamic pricing, jacking up the cost over the course of a day, depending on what they can get away with. It doesn't need to be this way. I'm Zoran Mamdani, and as mayor, I will create a network of city-owned grocery stores. It's like a public option for produce. We will redirect city funds from corporate supermarkets to city-owned grocery stores whose mission is lower prices, not price gouging. These stores will operate without a profit motive or having to pay property taxes or rent, and will pass on those savings to you. They'll partner with small businesses and nearby farms and sell at wholesale prices. The job of city government isn't to tinker around the edges while one in four children across our city go hungry.
In addition to that, Mr. K reported inside CBN that Zohran Mamdani has essentially never had a job, never accomplished anything. He's been a U.S. citizen for a total of 6 years, and he complains about how awful America is, which begs the question how he even became a citizen, but it is what it is. He used to be a hip-hop artist, and that didn't work out, so he got into politics. He's essentially a new version of AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. It's bad news. What can I tell you? If you're in New York City, it's not good. Jack Ciattarelli, the Republican nominee for governor in New Jersey, put out a tweet asking anyone in New York who is concerned about this to come move to New Jersey. And you could see even greater migration than we've already had from New York to New Jersey of all different types of people, not just the Jewish population. But you could see New Jersey shift more and more to the right. It already has. Kamala Harris only won New Jersey by about 5 points in the last presidential election. This could be a very close governor's race in New Jersey coming up, especially if some New Yorkers move over the next few months. And overall, the trend has already been favoring Republicans in what's traditionally been a deep blue state in New Jersey. So we'll see what happens, but it's rather disturbing that this is the choice New Yorkers are being given. Now, on to the international front. The war between Israel and Iran is essentially over. Israel's accomplished all of its war goals, and now President Trump is interested in enforcing his ceasefire, considering Iran is out for the count. There's a decent chance the populace in Iran has an uprising and overthrows the regime. It could happen. The problem is they're not armed, but certainly the United States is not about to send troops on the ground or anything of that nature. Israel is certainly not going to do that. The nuclear program has been set back decades, perhaps forever. Now, there was a report from a reporter, Natasha Bertrand from CNN, that apparently had some kind of leak from the administration, someone who's apparently trying to sabotage the president's agenda, maybe more on the isolationist wing of the party, that said this operation in Iran of the B-2 bombers destroying the nuclear facility in Fordow was not as effective as the president made it seem. The president shot back, and Karen Levitt, the White House press secretary, shot back, and I'll read to you the president's post on Truth Social. Natasha Bertrand should be fired, all caps, from CNN. I watched her for 3 days doing fake news. She should be immediately reprimanded and then thrown out like a dog, in quotes. She lied in the laptop from you-know-where story. That's the Hunter Biden laptop story from the 2020 election. And now she lied in the nuclear site story, attempted to destroy our Patriot pilots by making them look bad, but in fact, they did a great, all caps, job and hit pay dirt, quotes. Total obliteration, all caps. She should not be allowed to work at fake news CNN. It's people like her who destroyed the reputation of a once great network. Her slant was so obviously negative. Besides, she doesn't have what it takes to be an on-camera correspondent. Not even close. Fire Natasha. Of course, President Trump in his unique style. And he does, by the way, actually write these. He doesn't have someone else doing it for him. He tells them exactly what to say and they post it. He's traveling. He's in the Netherlands now at NATO. So it's really him. If you're wondering, it's actually him saying it. And that's his take on it. It's all nonsense. Israeli intelligence confirmed and Prime Minister Netanyahu confirmed that the Fordow facility is gone, completely inoperable. Iran is out for the count. Their nuclear program is finished, which is going to completely remake the Middle East. President Trump should get a Nobel Peace Prize for this. He probably won't because he has too many haters, but he's accomplished more in the Middle East than any of us have seen really since the Islamic Revolution in Iran of 1979. So congratulations to him. Congratulations to Israel on Ajab I winning this war. He's calling it the 12-day war. He's very well-versed and coming up with names, memorable names for things. And it was a successful operation. Don't be fooled that somehow there's still a great threat from Iran or Israel didn't get the job done or they were stopped before they were finished. They're totally finished. And the regime change is not up to us or to Israel. That'll be up to the Iranian population. That concludes today's episode of the CBN Audio Update. Until next time, we'll see you then.